奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考圣经。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we learn the Word of God together.
今天晚上要用能够让信心增长的生活做题目来查考。
Today we are going to study the topic of a life that will help our faith grow.
就是要根据我们读经进度这个整卷的民数记来看看我们应该过一个怎么样的生活。
We are going to study the book of Numbers from our daily Bible reading passages to see how we can live a life of faith.
因为我们在读经的时候，通常我们读一章过去以后，我们通常很少有机会再回过头来看看我们这卷整卷书到底要让我们学什么。
A lot of times when we read our daily passage, we don't get the chance to go back and take a step back to see what is the main teaching of the whole book.
其实我们在读经的时候，要为了让我们对真理更能够了解，我们读完一卷书之后，我们自己一定要再把它从头再翻一翻，把整卷书的那个重点把它抓住。
In order for us to really benefit from our daily Bible reading passage, we need to go back after we have finished reading everything to sift the main teaching of the whole book.
那我们如果能够自己想一想说每一章圣经到底在讲什么的时候，表示说我们如果能够记住，表示我们能够抓住这一卷书它主要的主题了。
When we're able to grasp the main teachings of the book, that means we really get the main idea.
就比如说创世纪他在讲神的创造。
For example, in the book of Genesis, it talks about God's creation.
他也提到神的拣选。
It also talks about God's choosing.
看到神对他所拣选的人给他应许。
And he gave promises to those that he has chosen.
最后把他们领到一个他们都不知道的地方去居住。
At the end, he led the group of people that he had given the promise to the promised land, to a foreign land.
要等到神的时候到了，那个应许就要实现。
Then, when time has come, then the promise will be fulfilled.
哦，这个在讲神的救恩。
So the whole book talks about the salvation of God.
那等到出埃及记的时候
，When we read the Exodus,
你就看到说神怎么用来实现他的应许，用伸出了大能的膀臂，领他的百姓离开那个为奴之家。
You could see how God fulfilled His promise and used His mighty power to lead the people out of Egypt.
他拣选了他所特别呼召的摩西来做这个带领的工作。
He has called Moses to be the leader.
让他们过红海，走旷野到西乃山下。
He led them through the Red Sea, and they had gone to the foot of the Mount Sinai.
在那个地方，神跟他们立约。
And he set a covenant with them there.
在那里，跟神对他们颁布律法。
God gave them His statutes.
然后要他们建立会幕。
And God gave them directions of building the tabernacle.
借这样一个命令的颁布，要让百姓真的体验神就住在他们当中这个应许。
With that commandment, He is trying to express to them that He lives and dwells among them.
然后到利未记，这一卷书基本上就在讲神在这个西乃山下。告诉百姓所应该遵循的律法跟礼仪。
In the book of Leviticus, God gave them all the laws.
然后要怎么样建立这个祭司的国度
？To build a kingdom of priesthood.
那这个就是神他要他的百姓去过的生活。
That is the kind of life that he wanted his people to live.
以神为中心的。
That God is the center of their life.
那借着遵守神所吩咐这一些礼仪来学习敬畏神。
Through keeping all the commandments and laws that God had given them, they would learn to fear God.
然后到了民数记的时候
，In the book of Numbers,
那就记载神怎么样组织他的选民。
It records how God organized His people.
然后训练他们走这一条旷野路。
To train them to walk in the path of the wilderness.
就是要借着各样不同的情况来训练他们的信心。
And to test their faith through different situations.
然后也从这些百姓这个反应当中哦，来管教他们。
He disciplined them from their reactions to all those challenges that they faced.
就是要让他们被训练成为有信心的神的圣洁的国民。
In order to train them to become a kingdom of priesthood.
所以最后要让他们从没有信心到变成有信心。
So that they will be a nation starting from no faith to become full of faith.
那个没有信心的就倒在旷野，没有资格进去领受神的应许。
Those without faith died in the wilderness.
但是那个有经过神的训练、有信心的，最后就能够进入领受，能够承受产业。
But those with faith were able to enter into the promised land to inherit the land.
所以你如果从民数记就看到，这个就是一个神在圣经里面留给我们的一个怎样从一个没有信心到有信心的整个过程。
So in the book of Numbers, we can learn how God led His people from having no faith to having faith. This is a process.
那一个本来看到神的神迹作为这一个世代，他们没有信心，所以他们就过去了。
The first generation of people who came out of Egypt, they saw a lot of miracles and wonders, yet they had no faith, so that generation passed away.
那四十年之后，新的世代兴起来。
40 years later, a new generation arose.
那在这个40年过程当中，神给他们很多很多的教训，跟他们很多的生活去体验。
Amidst the 40 years in the wilderness, that new generation encountered a lot of situations that helped them to grow.
啊，最后他们真的准备好了。
At the end, when they were ready,
然后神就要带他们过去约旦河，进去承受产业。
God took them and cross over Jordan River to inherit the promised land.
哦，因为只有有信心的那个世代，才真的能够进入神的应许，然后承受神的产业，成为神真正的子民。
Only the generation with faith can receive this promised land.
哦，那所以你看这个民数记，它这个这一卷书里面呢，如果我们仔细读，我们就看到说，这里面有几种生活是神要我们去过的。
So in the book of Numbers, we can see that there are some kind of, you can see that the lifestyle that God wants us to lead.
那这些生活就是要装备我们变成更有信心的世代。
So that the things that we encounter will help us to become a generation of faith.
因为没有信心的是不够资格进去领受神应许的产业的。
Because if we don't have enough faith, we are not worthy to inherit the inheritance.
今天我们的应许，神给我们的产业在天国的。
Today, our promised inheritance is in heaven.
我们一定要从圣经里面学习过这样的一个生活，我们才真的有资格去领受神给我们的天国产业。
We need to learn from the Bible how to lead this kind of life worthy to inherit our inheritance.
好，所以民数记里面，在新约，保罗他一直提出来说是一个劝诫，是要提醒我们啊，要不要自以为站得稳，要懂得敬畏神。
The book of Numbers was used by Paul as an encouragement to the believers to know that that we should not think that we will it's unfallible, but that we have to learn how to fear God.
也就是说，我们一定要从圣经里面看到他的神的教训，然后来调整我们的生活。
So that we can look at the examples of the Bible and then adjust our lifestyle.
那所以今天晚上我们从整卷民数记来看看。这个神要我们过的生活，就是要让我们从没有信心到变有信心，我们一定要这样子过日子的啊！这个神的教训。
So tonight, let's learn from the book of Numbers, to learn from living a life of no faith to a life full of faith.
第一章一开始，他算百姓。
In chapter one of Numbers, God asked Moses to number the people.
那这个算百姓的时候，是特别说是按照是要数点神的军队。
So they first counted the army.
第一章第三节说，凡以色列中从二十岁以外能出去打仗的，你和亚伦要照他们的军队数点。
Chapter 1 verse 3 says, from 20 years old and above, all who are able to go to war in Israel, you and Aaron shall number them by their armies.
那表示说，这些是被神算过的军队，他们是在这个身份上是不一样的。
These are the army soldiers that have been numbered by God, so they have a different status.
也就是说，都是神算过、被神承认、有记录的人呢。
Because they were acknowledged by God.
所以今天我们首先一定要先建立一个观念，就是我们的身份，我们是谁。
So first of all, we need to understand our own identity.
我们今天如果认清我们是神的子民呢，我们是被主耶稣基督召进来的精兵。
If we acknowledge that we are the chosen people of God, that we have been chosen by God to be His army.
那这样子， 我们认识我们自己之后，诶，我们就知道我们要过的日子就是要 以神为重，要听从神命令的了。
Then we will know how to lead our lives, which is to listen to the command of our commander, which is the Lord.
因为我们是归属神的人。
Because we belong to God.
我们今天就不再归属这个世界了。
Then we do not belong to this world.
我们也不在这个撒旦魔鬼的权势底下了。
And we're not under the power of Satan.
哦，所以先认识我们是属神的军队。
So first of all, we need to recognize that we are the army of God.
那这样子我们就能够顺服，也就我们愿意甘心的听从他的指示，然后照他的方式来生活。
That we will willingly submit to God's instruction to lead our life.
所以第一章你看他在数算军队的时候，这个就是要让他们先了解，他们在神面前是被承认，是有名字的，然后是被神算在他的国度里面有份的人了。
So to number the army means that they were acknowledged by God of their existence and that they were chosen people.
那从第二章开始，他就记载他们这个在扎营的时候那个次序。
Chapter 2, it describes the order of their tents.
他们这个其实有13个支派，那这13个支派他们应该要什么支派住在什么地方都很清楚。
There were 13 tribes at the time and they were assigned different plots.
所以这个神的军队就是有组织有次序的。
So God's army had organization.
那他们，我们就看他们扎营的方式，就知道他们是围着会幕为中心。
The way that they pitched their tent is that the tabernacle is in the middle of all the tents.
所以全体会众，包括祭司、利未人，所有的人都是把会幕围在中间，把神围在中间。
So that means that God is in the center of all the tents.
然后按照神的方式来生活，来侍奉神。
That means they need to live their life according to God's way.
所以神他要百姓过的日子，就是要以神为中心。
So God wants His people to live their life with God in the center.
好，所以今天我们是属神的人，我们就是要过以神为中心的生活。意思就是说，我们凡事都要尊神为大。
Today we are God's people, therefore our life needs to have God as the center. That means God is the most important thing, is the priority in our life.
在主耶稣基督里面，我们都成为有君尊的祭司，这是彼得前书二章九节说的。
In Jesus Christ, we are holy priesthood. This is recorded in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
我们是属神的圣洁的国度。
We are the chosen generation.
所以主耶稣基督他就是应该是我们生活的中心。
Therefore, God needs to be the center of our life.
所以我们弟兄姐妹虽然分散在各地方，
even though brothers and sisters may be dispersed in different areas,
但是我们仍然是以神的家，主耶稣基督他的临在的 地方为中心，
but 来
过日子。
But the church should be the center of the brothers and sisters.
所以你看他第二章跟第二章他所在描述的这样一个生活的次序位置，在说明我们应该要过以神为中心的生活。
So the way that the people pitched their tent tell us that the people of God need to live as God as the center.
那我们就是像主耶稣在马太福音第六章所说的，要凡事先求神的国、神的义。
Just like in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus Christ said, we need to seek first the kingdom of God and His kingdom.
就是凡事尊主为大，以神为中心。
So we magnify the Lord in our heart, and God is the center of our life.
那这样子，我们每一个弟兄姐妹，我们都有共同的目标，也有共同的顺服、共同的领导。
Then brothers and sisters will have the same goal, and we will follow the same command.
我们也才会真的体会到说，我们就是一家人，因为神就在我们当中，是我们的主，我们的父。
Then we can experience that we are one family because we have the same Father, same Lord.
那我们当我们以神为中，绕着这个神来一起生活的时候，我们其实真的也是过着以神为乐的生活了。
To live as God as the center is also a life of joy.
你看，我们今天弟兄姐妹在家里是过着什么样的日子呢？
What kind of life do we lead in our family?
绝对不要是围着电视来过日子。
I hope that we are not centered around TV.
如果是围着电视过日子呢，这个很难增长信心。
Because that will be very difficult for our faith to grow.
我们应该围着主耶稣基督过日子。
But that God should be our center.
也就是说，我们一定要众弟兄姐妹家人一起来敬拜神，来服侍神。
So our family should worship and learn about God together and serve God together.
那我们就享受在神里面的喜乐了。
So that we can enjoy the joy in the Lord.
所以从第二章开始，我们就看到这个是就是这样一个生活形态，我们应该要追寻的。
And so in chapter 2, it tells us what kind of life we need to lead.
然后从第三章开始。
Starting from chapter 3,
他就要算这个利未人，然后他们怎么样按照他们的职分来服侍神。
God told Moses to number the Levites and give them their particular duties.
然后到第五章的时候讲到这个要保持圣洁，因为神就住在这个圣洁的营里面的。
In chapter 5, it talks about how everyone needs to be holy because God, the holy God, lives in the tabernacle.
那他们现在以神为中心，这个神家里面会幕里面的这个每一个事情都是成为圣洁的。
So everything in the tabernacle needs to be clean.
所以你看那个连那个祭坛都要献给神，成圣，要照神的规矩来。
Even the altar had to be sanctified.
然后
to God.
那这些祭司利未人也要成圣来才能够服侍神。
The Levites need to be sanctified before they can serve God.
所以从三章一直。接下去到第八章，我们就看到它的主题就要谈到我们要过圣洁的生活。
So from chapter 3 through 8, it talks about how we need to live a life of holiness.
因为神是圣洁的神。
Because God is a holy God.
所以特别强调这个神所住的地方一定要圣洁。
Therefore, his dwelling place needs to be holy.
所以第五章三节才会说，这个营是我所住的，所以那个不洁净的人哦，不圣洁的不能够住在里面。
Chapter 5 verse 3 reads, You shall put out both male and female, you shall put them outside the camp, that they may not defile the camps in the midst of which I dwell.
也就是说，神所住的地方一定是要圣洁。
That means the dwelling place of God must be holy.
那因为这个神的国度是圣洁的祭司的国度。
Because the kingdom of God is that of the kingdom of priesthood.
对这个祭司神的最基本的要求就是要保持圣洁，不可以沾染污秽。
And the most basic requirement of Levites is that they need to be able to keep themselves clean.
神要求他的祭司哦，一定要专心跟从他的，不可以有心不贞洁的那种情况。
God requires his servants, the Levites, to only have one heart and one mind to serve Him.
专心的跟从神，服侍神。
That they have to follow Him, with one heart and one mind.
那在这个圣洁的前提底下呢，你看我们每一个人应该都类似像拿细耳人这样奉献全身来归属神。
So we should be like the Nazarites to offer ourselves to God.
把身体献上当作活祭。
That we offer our bodies as living sacrifice.
然后奉献我们这一生，然后来服侍神啊，得到神的喜悦。
To offer our life to serve God and so that we can please God.
也能够享受神所给我们的福气，就是在献上神所酝酿的灵祭之后，我们反过来得到神更多的祝福。
As we offer ourselves as a living sacrifice to God, we will enjoy a lot of blessings from God.
所以在这个圣洁的生活的要求底下啊。
And under this requirement of holiness.
我们就看到那个第二十五章啊，提到那个米甸女子引诱百姓去犯罪的时候，为什么神这么生气，击杀这么多人的原因呢？
We could see the reason why God was very angry at the Israelites committing adultery with the Midianite women.
因为不圣洁，这个或者是去犯奸淫、去拜偶像，这个对神圣洁一个很大的侮辱。
Because to worship idols and to commit a harlotry with the Gentiles were great offenses to God.
那这个就是你看，这是第二十五章留下的这个见解。因为淫乱，因为拜偶像，吃祭偶像之物，惹神动怒。
So chapter 5, chapter 25 is a warning for us regarding what God detested.
那你就看到说，今天我们要怎么样让我们的生活能够得到神祝福，真的让我们的信心增长，一定要保持圣洁。
So today we want to learn how to please God and be blessed by God, then we need to learn how to lead a life of holiness.
那保持圣洁，所以我们要注意我们的生活，我们生活里面那个会污秽我们的眼目、我们的心的，都要把它除掉。
In order to do that, we need to get rid of anything that will defile our heart and our eyes.
因为如果我们的生活不圣洁，
because if we lead an unholy life,
就没有神的同在。
then God cannot abide with us.
那就不用再说什么要增长信心了。
Then don't even think about growing your faith.
因为我们很有可能会落入试探里面，我们会得罪神，我们会远离神。
Because we would fall into temptations and fall apart from God.
所以我们看到在这个民数记里面强调圣洁。
That's why the book of Numbers really emphasize on holiness.
因为这个是一个最基本的前提。
Because that is a prerequisite.
今天我们弟兄姐妹，我们一定要追求过圣洁的生活。
So today we need to pursue a life of holiness.
我们的生活真的就会蒙福，那我们的信心就会增长。
Then our lives will be blessed and our faith can begin to grow.
因为从二十五章我们看到这样的一个事实。
We can see the example in chapter 25 as a fact.
这个两万四千人这么多人死了以后，二十六章神才要摩西再去第二次算百姓。
After so many people died in chapter 25,And God asked Moses to do the second census to number the people.
那第二次算百姓的这些人，就是准备要去进迦南地的人了。
And these are the people who are ready to enter into Canaan.
也就是说，在神眼中是够资格的人了。
That means these are the people who are worthy to enter.
那这些人就是一定是没有去犯奸淫的。
So these people did not commit harlotry.
一定是圣洁的。
They were holy.
那这样子，他得到神的祝福。有神的带领同在之后，他们才有办法承受产业。
With God's blessings, they were able to receive the inheritance of God.
不圣洁的人全部都死了。
Then unholy ones all died.
这是看到神的原则。
This is the principle of God.
所以今天我们一定要追求过圣洁的生活。
So today we must pursue a life of holiness.
小心我们到底看什么。
We must be careful what we watch.
我们跟什么样的人相处。
We must be careful who we hang out with.
周遭里面所接触的这些信息、这些影片、任何的东西。会不会误会我们的圣洁？我们一定要小心。
We must be careful of the media that would defile our faith.
所以从这里面我们看到，这是最起码的要求了。
So in chapter 25, we could see the most basic requirement of God.
这也说明为什么第二十三章哈，巴兰他在看到他百姓的时候，他在讲说这些民是谁？以色列百姓是谁？是独居的民，不列在万民中的。
So in chapter 23,
第二十三章嘛，哈，二十三章对。
So in chapter 23, Balaam, when he was prophesying, he described that the people of Israel, are above all other people.
他是独居的。
And they live on their own.
对 ，alone， 他们就是自己住在那，不列在，没有分散在外面当中，上面是被分别出来的。
They were separated by God to live alone.
为什么呢？就是为了要让他们保持圣洁。
So that they could live a holy life.
所以今天我们跟这个世界有分别。
Therefore, we need to be separated from the world.
我们要时常去反省我们的生活是否圣洁。
We need to examine ourselves to see if we lead a holy life.
那第三个生活在民数记里面看到就是顺服的生活。
The third kind of life that God wants us to lead in the book of Numbers is a life of submission.
也就是说，要顺服神所告诉他们要过的日子是什么。
That means that they need to submit to God in His instructions of how to lead their life.
他们要照神的吩咐生活了。
They need to lead their life according to God's command.
第九章神跟他们说，以后你们每一年都要守逾越节。
In chapter 9 of Numbers, God told them that they need to keep the Passover.
因为这个逾越节就是要去纪念神对他们的救赎。
Because the Passover feast is for them to remember God's salvation.
他们才会感谢。
So that they can have a heart of gratitude.
然后有这个会感谢的心之后，才会顺服。
With a thankful heart, they would be able to submit.
然后从第十章我们看到，他们要看的那个云柱火柱。
And as they see the pillars of fire and cloud,
对，他们要按照这个云彩的那个动作来起行或扎营。
They would follow the pillar to either move or to stop.
然后他们还要听那个号角的声音。
They also needed to listen to the horn.
按照那个祭司吹号的这个号声来行动。
The horn would tell them whether to continue or to stop.
表示说他们要真的能够听神的命令，然后照神的指示，一步一步的有秩序的生活，不可以自己做想要做的事。
Therefore, they have to follow all the directions of God. They could not just do whatever they want to.
从第九章看到第十章，我们就看到这个顺服的重点。
From chapters 9 through 10, we could see this teaching of submission.
那今天我们其实我们今天在主耶稣里面，我们一生都是在神的掌握底下了。
Our whole life is under the control of God.
我们应该要凡事都仰望神的带领，像百姓他们仰望那个云柱火柱一样。
Therefore, we need to lift up our heads to follow the guidance of God, just as the Israelites followed the guidance of God through the pillar of cloud and fire.
那就凭信心跟随主喽。
We need to follow God with faith.
然后我们一心顺服。
And we need to follow with a heart of submission.
那这个在这个顺服的这个重点底下啊，民数记就记了几次他们不顺服的这个事情来做见解。
And the book of Numbers recorded a few times when the people did not submit to God.
因为在顺服神的这样的一个认知底下呢，他们会顺服神所选择的工人，然后会听从他们所讲的话。
And if they submitted to God, then they would submit to the leader that God has chosen.
所以第十二章就记载这个米利亚跟亚伦哦，他们也曾经挑战过神所拣选的摩西的这个权柄。
In chapter 12, it records that Miriam and Aaron were not submitting to the worker that God has chosen, which is Moses.
他们挑战了这个神的权柄，所犯的这个错误，最后就是付出代价，长大麻风。
When they challenged the authority of God by challenging the authority of the worker of God, they had to suffer consequences, which was leprosy.
所以神就特别跟他们米利亚跟摩就跟亚伦讲这样一句话。
So God told Aaron and Miriam this.
我们看十二章的第七节。
Let's read chapter 12, verse 7.
摩西这个人是在我的全家敬重的。
Moses is the one that was faithful in my house.
第八节说，我要跟他面对面说话，乃是明说不用谜语，并且他必见我的形象。你们毁谤我的仆人摩西，为何不惧怕呢？
Verse 8, I speak with him face to face, even plainly and not in dark sayings, and he sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
意思是说，你们好大胆。
Which means that you really do not fear me.
最后神就发怒就走了。
And after the anger of the Lord was aroused, he left.
你就看到当时候，你看神对这件事情有多在意。
You could tell that God really cared about this matter.
然后等到第十六章、十七章的地方。
And in chapters 15 and 16, 17.
哦，十六章、十七章就是记载这个可拉党叛变的事情。
Chapter 16 and 17 talked about the rebellion of Korah.
那包括这些流便支派的这个大丹、亚比兰。跟安这几个人，还有这个250个族长。
So the rebellion include other people like Dothan and Abiram.
那还有250个这些首领。
And 250 leaders.
那当时候，你看他们怎么样来挑战摩西跟亚伦
？So how did Korah, Dathan, and Abiram and the leaders challenge Moses？
而且他们还应用各种不一样的方法，用很多手段。然后去收买整个百姓的心，然后就是为了要 来实现他们的私欲。
They used politics to make the people to go against Moses so that they could fulfill their own ambitions.
他们这些做法、哦、其实让神大发怒气的。
God was very angry at them.
因为当时候整个百姓、啊、都被这些背叛的人影响了。
Because the people were affected by these a rebellious group.
因为他们是要攻击摩西跟亚伦。
Because they were attacking Moses and Aaron.
你看，所以第三十节，神晓谕摩西、亚伦说，第十六章第三十节。
In chapter 16, verse 30.
第二十节。
Verse 20, it reads.
二十一节，然后说，你们离开这个会众，我好在转眼之间就把他们灭绝了。
Verse 21, separate yourself from among this congregation that I might consume them in a moment.
这个他们当时候这个不想过这个顺服的这个生活的时候。你看，神是可以转眼之间就把他们全灭了。
When they decide to lead a life of not submitting to God, then God can just consume them.
啊，最后神做了一件新事，让那个地开口，把可拉跟这些大丹亚比兰的人把它吞下去。
But God did something new, and He opened the ground and have the ground swallow the people.
所以不顺服的代价很大。
So the consequence of not submitting to God is great.
那这些不顺服的人，他们当然对神是没有信心的。
These people who were not submissive to God did not have faith in God.
这些人就倒了，都死了。
Therefore, they fell.
而且是死的非常的特殊。
And the way they died was very unique.
这是要留给我们一个很重要的提醒。
This left behind a great reminder to us.
今天如果我们没有顺服神，最后一定吃亏。
If we do not submit to God, we will suffer consequences.
所以你看，我们今天要过一个顺服的生活，我们信心才有可能增长，我们才有真的会臣服在神的带领底下。
Today we have to lead a life of submission, and so that we can really lead a life according to God's will.
今天我们在日常生活当中，很可能会碰到一些不顺服的情况的。
In our daily lives, we might be not submissive to God.
就好像我们做妻子的，很可能会挑战先生说：“你不是你的对，为什么要听你的？”
Sometimes the wives may say to the husband, "I will not submit to you because you are wrong."
但是这其实不是这件事情对或错的问题。
Many times it is not about right or wrong.
这其实是我们这个心态的问题。
It has to do with our attitude instead.
如果真的是会按照神的吩咐过顺服的生活的人，
for those people who know how to lead a life of submission,
这件事情如果万一不太对，也可以经过沟通，也一定是以顺服的心情去让这个事情更完美。
They would be able to still submit to the situation and negotiate and to make the whole situation turn out to be positive.
从家庭里面到教会的事情，到整个全体教会都一样。
This is applicable to anything that happens in our family and to the church.
所以我们信徒可能对教会职会或者负责人、长子他们所做的事情可能有意见。
Sometimes we may not agree with the decisions made by the church council.
但是这个意见事实上是可以表达，也可以讨论的。
But these things can be expressed and communicated.
但是一个人如果真的有顺服的心，他绝对不会用一种背叛的那个心态，就是要反对，然后就是要破坏。
However, a person who is submissive would not attack the church council and to
破坏教会的工作。
To destroy the work of the church.
所以今天我们其实在这里面看到了这个顺服是非常重要的，对神，在神眼中看来。
So we can see that in the eyes of God, submission is very important to Him.
好，然后从四个生活，我们看到在民数记一强调祭司立位人的工作，就是要过服侍神的生活。
Fourthly, God wants us to lead a life of servitude.
那个祭司立位人，他们是在神的恩典底下过日子的。
The Levites and the priests were living under the grace of God.
他们是特别是被神拣选。
They were specially chosen by God.
替百姓来服侍神，也是特别是立位人是被神赎出来的，是代替所有长子来服侍神。
To serve God on behalf of the whole 12 tribes of Israel, and they were chosen to replace the firstborn to serve God.
那他们这个服侍神的生活，其实就是反映到他们以神为中心之后，他们很自然过出来的生活了。
Their life of service to God is a reflection of a God-centered life.
因为什么事情都跟神有关系的。
Because everything they do is related to God.
那他们这样子服侍哦，他们就其实也很享受。
It is an enjoyment to serve God this way.
因为他在服侍神的时候，神一定给他赏赐。
Because every time they serve God, God will bless them.
所以你看那个从第四章记载这个利未人他们每一个家族应该做的工作。
In chapter 4, it talks about the different duties of each family of the Levites.
第十八章在记载这个祭司利未人他们那个职任是什么，他们应该要做什么工作。
And chapter 18 talks about the jobs of the priests.
然后他们其实最后一直强调说神就是他们的赏赐。
And in these passages, the emphasis is that God is their inheritance.
他们服侍神，虽然他们在地上没有产业，可是神就是他们的产业。
Though they have no inheritance on earth, yet God is their inheritance and portion.
那这个神的以神做他们的产业是最好的。
And that is the best inheritance ever.
所以今天我们如果愿意过服侍神的生活，
If we're willing to lead a life of service to God,
我们的信心一定会成长。
Our faith will surely grow.
因为我们从服侍当中，我们看到神的恩典。
Because we will see the grace of God, in our service.
我们从付出里面。我们也体会神给我们的祝福。
When we give and sacrifice ourselves, we will see the blessings of God.
然后我们就真的会以神为乐。
Then we will be able to be joyful in the Lord.
所以我们越服侍就越喜乐，我们信心就越成长。
The more we serve God, the more joyful we become, and the more stronger our faith would be.
你看今天教会里面的每一个信徒信心的成长，一定要经过服侍这个过程。
And if we look at the brothers and sisters around us, and those who are mature in faith, must have served God before.
这是为什么我们弟兄姐妹受洗之后，我们要让他们有机会参与服侍。
And that is why it's important to give opportunities for newly baptized member to have a chance to serve God.
我们的孩子从小长大以后，到一个年纪，他们一定要参与服事。
When our children grow into an adult, they need to be able to serve God too.
有这个服事的生活，他们的信心才会增长。
When they lead a life of service to God, then their faith will be able to grow.
他们才看到他自己的需要。
Then they will be able to see their own needs.
那他才会倚靠神，然后求神帮助，然后真的过奉献全身的生活。
And weaknesses, so that they would ask God for help and be able to experience God.
所以十八章的第二十节这样说。
In chapter 18, verse 20, it says,
神对亚伦说，你在以色列人的境内不可有产业，在他们中间也不可以有份，我就是你的份，是你的产业。
Then the Lord said to Aaron, you shall have no inheritance in their land, nor shall you have any portion among them. I am your portion and your inheritance among the children of Israel.
今天我们如果服事神的日子，过服事神的日子，我们就知道我们最重要的重点就是能够抓住神，神是我们的。
Today, if we lead a life of service to God, then we need to grab onto God as our inheritance.
我们的信心一定会成熟。
Then our faith will become to mature.
那我们
become mature.
我们在这个过程当中呢，其实最喜乐的得到最大的福气，就是我们服事的人本身呢。
And in this process of serving God, we will be the person that is most benefited.
其实神他不需要我们服事啊。
Actually, God does not need us to serve Him.
所以那个保罗他在介绍神的时候，他特别强调说，神不用人手去服事。
When Paul described God to the Gentiles, he said that God is the one that does not need men to serve.
其实他神反而把所有的好处都要给人。
And instead, He gave all the benefits to God.
但是
I mean, to people.
但是在这个民数记里面，他强调我们要去服事，其实就是神给我们的恩典，他是给我们这个特权。去服侍他，然后反过来得到更多祝福的。
Therefore, in the book of Numbers, we could see that it is a privilege to serve God.
好，然后所以、这个、
because that is His way to give us blessings.
好，所以这是过服侍生活才有办法增加信心。
Therefore, we need to remember that we can have our faith grow if we serve God.
那第五种生活，从第十五章我们看到这个讲到献祭。
In chapter 15, we could see the fifth.Kind of life that God wants us to lead, which is to offer sacrifice.
这个献祭哈、哦，那你应该要常常献给神这个馨香的火祭，就是这个一烧之后有那个馨香之气，然后让神觉得很喜悦这样。
We need to offer sacrifices that emit a sweet aroma to God.
然后按照神的吩咐，照神的比例啊。
According to the portions that God has given us.
那这个献祭的生活、哦、要天天献。
A life of offering sacrifices is daily. It's made daily.
所以你如果看。从十五章，你跳过去看二十八章、二十九章。
If you read chapter 28 and 29,
他会讲你每一天应该要献的。
It tells us what we need to offer every day.
每一个礼拜安息应该献的。
And also every Sabbath.
每一个月初应该献的。
And monthly.
每一年那个固定的节日，神说很重要要献的，我们都照这样献的。
As well as all the feasts every year.
我们这个每一天的日子，就会在这个感谢。跟这个喜乐当中过了。
If we are able to offer sacrifices accordingly, then we will be able to lead a life of happiness.
那因为在献祭的时候，它通常都会包含要献赎罪祭。
Among the sacrifices, there's one that is to atone for your sin.
特别是每个月要献的，跟节期的时候要献的。
Especially the monthly sacrifices as well as the ones offered during the feast.
那这个就是让我们常常去想起我们的错误。
These sacrifices will help us think about our sins.
那有时候你看我们的错误是别人不知道的，是误犯的，是自己心里知道的。
Because there are a lot of sins that we make that people may not know of, but we know them in our heart.
第十五章特别强调说，这个误犯的罪也要献祭。
In chapter 15, it tells us that we need to offer sacrifices for unintentional sins.
所以我们你看，我们应该要每天过着感谢、献祭、赎罪的生活。
Therefore, we need to lead a life of offering sacrifices so that we can be always thankful to God.
因为这样
to be reminded of our sins.
因为这样子也才能让我们保持圣洁。
Only so we can keep our holiness.
那我们保持圣洁的时候，我们 我们献祭，神就悦纳，我们才会真的得到神的祝福了。
When we are holy and we offer sacrifices, then our sacrifices will be sweet aroma to God.
那因为那个献祭里面都包括感谢祭、甘心祭，就是要对神感恩。
And among the sacrifices, there are ones that are thanksgiving sacrifices.
因为神给我们很多祝福。
Because God has given us a lot.
所以虽然神要求这一些，我们会乐意献上。
Even though it was a requirement of God to offer these sacrifices, but the people were willingly sacrificing.
所以你看，要过一个每一天的感谢，然后献祭给神的生活。
So every day we need to lead a life of thanksgiving.
那个，如果我们都能够这样做，我们每一天都能够感谢神，也能够祷告神，啊，唱诗歌颂神呢？
If we're able to give thanks to God daily and to sing praises to Him.
然后每一天，常常我们都会反省悔改，求神赦免。那么我们的生活一定会蒙福，我们的信心一定会增长。
And if we can examine our faith daily to think about our sins, then our faith will surely grow and that we will receive a lot of blessings.
好，那第六种生活。
The sixth kind of life that God wants us to.
如果从第十一章我们看呢
？Is recorded in chapter 11.
第十一章我们看到这些人开始发，百姓开始发怨言。
We see that the people started to complain.
他们对每天所领受这个玛拿。不知足。
They were complaining against the manna that they received daily.
他们想要吃肉。
They wanted to eat meat.
哦，那所以第十一章，然后到第十一章，我们就看到，诶，这个怨言的事情也是让神发怒的。
Their grumbling made God very angry.
然后第二十章，如果我们看二十章
，Chapter 20。
他们没有水的时候，也发脾气。
Records that they were grumbling against God or Moses when they had no water to drink.
第二十一章，你看他们走那个走路啊，走路不好走，就生气。
In chapter 21, they also became angry at Moses because the path was difficult to walk.
那表示说，其实我们如果仔细看，他们的日子其实是可以过得很喜乐的。
If we look carefully, they were able to live a joyful life.
因为他们每天都看神迹。
Because they saw the miracles of God.
每天享受神降的玛拿。
They were eating the manna that was given by God daily.
不愁吃穿。
They did not have to worry about food.
他也不要去担心说今天要做什么，明天要做什么。
They did not have to worry about what to do every day.
他反正每天就跟着神走就对了。
As long as they just follow God's instruction.
口渴也不用担心，反正磐石就出水。
They do not have to worry about being thirsty because God will make water come out of the rock.
他们生活其实可以过得非常的富足，而且又很喜乐。
Their life could be very joyful and rich.
可是他们反过来抱怨。
Yet they grumble.
他们反过来贪心，想要吃这个，想要吃那个。
And they were greedy and wanted more things.
他们对神所带的走的路就不满意，就是说什么这么难走，
and、
这么热。
Grumble against how difficult the path was.、
啊、最后这些人都死了。
At the end, all these people who grumbled died.
因为他们对神没有信心，那不顺服神的带领。
Because they did not have faith in God and they were not submissive to God's instruction.
所以今天我们要让我们的信心增长，就是要能够知足喜乐。
So today, in order for our faith to grow, we need to be content and joyful.
对神所给我们的，哇，我们感满心感谢。
We need to be full of thanksgiving towards things that God has given us.
当我们会知足的时候
，when we know how to be content,
我们就会喜乐了。
Then we will be joyful.
因为我们每天就看到神的神迹了。
Because we see God's miracles every day.
那这样子，我们对神就越来越有信心。
Then our faith will grow.
所以你看，在到民数记第二十六章以后。
After chapter 26,
我们就很少看到他们发怨言了。
We do not see them grumbling against God anymore.
他们什么事情如果有疑问，他们就去问神，问摩西，摩西就问神，那神就给他们解答。
If they had any problems, they would bring their problems to Moses, and Moses would bring them to God, and God will answer their questions.
因为新的世代，他们已经对神有信心，他们知道神会处理。
Because the new generation knew how to rely on God.And knew that God would solve their problems.
其实他们如果有需要，他们跟神求，神也会给他们的。
In fact, if they had any needs, they asked God for it, and God will fulfill their needs.
所以今天我们要让我们的信心增长。
Today we need to allow our faith to grow.
每一天我们都要过一个知足又喜乐的生活。
We need to lead a life of contentment.
就像提摩太前书所讲的，如果 敬虔这样知足的心就是大力的。
In 1 Timothy, it tells us that contentment with godliness is a great gain.
我们如果懂得敬畏神，又懂得又会知足，会对神说赐给我们的感谢，我们的生活就充满喜乐，我们的信心就越来越增加。
If we have all these qualities, then we would be able to have a very strong faith.
那第七个
，the seventh life，
我们要过一个真的专心跟从神的生活。
That God wants us to lead is a life that relies on God only.
当我们专心跟从神
，as we follow God，
我们心没有恶意，就是没有恶心，想要去跟从别的或跟随这个世界。
That we have no other hearts to follow the world.
那我们就会体会有神与我们同在。
Then we will experience the abundance of God.
神要保护我们，没有什么事情可以害我们。
God will protect us and keep us from any danger.
哦，所以从十三章、十四章，这个迦南这个派进去探迦南这十二个探子里面的报告，我们看到这个重点。
We can see this important teaching from the event of the 12 spies.
只有对神有信心才能够进迦南地。
Only those with faith can enter into Canaan.
想要重回埃及地人都死在旷野了。
Those who wanted to return back to Egypt all died in the wilderness.
那我们从22章到24章这个巴兰先知的这个事件。
In chapter 23 and 24 from the incidents of Balaam,
我们如果愿意跟从神的
those who are willing to follow God,
我们就会体会到神与我们同在，神会带领我们
would experience the guidance of God.
断没有什么法术，一些其他的东西可以害神的百姓。
No other divination can bring any harm to the people of God.
因为这群民在神眼中是尊贵的，是蒙福的。
Because this group of people, they are a special treasure to God.
就算有人要害我们，神都可以把他的咒诅变成祝福。
Even if people wanted to harm us, but God can turn the curses into blessings.
所以我们如果能够过一个真的专心依靠神的生活
，If we lead a life solely relying on God，
我们的信心真的会增加。
Then our faith will definitely grow。
最后，我们一定会被装备整齐，然后进神的国度，然后去领受他的应许。
Lastly, we will be prepared and to enter into the promised land。
那从第八个，就是从第21章、第31章看到几次的战役。
The eighth kind of life that God wants us to lead had been shown in chapter 21 and 23。
在这个征战的过程当中得胜的生活。
We need to lead a life of victory in battles.
因为21章在记载他们打胜仗。
Chapter 21 records that they had victory.
第21章那里说住在南地的迦南人亚拉德王听说以色列人从亚他林路来了就和以色列人征战掳了他们几个人。
Verse 1, the king of Arad, the Canaanite, who dwelt in the south, heard that Israel was coming on the road to Atharim. Then he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoners.
然后以色列百姓就要去跟他征战了。
So Israel wanted to battle against them.
第三节，神就应允了以色列人，让他们把这个迦南全部都交给他们，把他们全部打败。
Verse 3, and the Lord listened to the voice of Israel and delivered up the Canaanites, and they utterly destroyed them and their cities.
好，这第21章这第一个，然后等到第21节以后，你就看到。神帮助他们得胜亚摩利王跟那个巴山王。
And starting from verse 21, we can see that God helped them to fight against the Amorites.
哦，还有那个巴山。
And the king of Bashan.
哦，这个都是得到全部胜利的。
And it was complete victory.
到第31章。
Chapter 31.
击杀这个米甸人。
They fought against the Midianites.
特别强调说，神给他们的胜利是完全，连一个人都没有伤亡。
They utterly destroyed their enemy.
哦，所以第31章的第
49 of chapter 31.
对他说，仆人啊，全下的兵已经计算总数，并不短少一人。
Your servants have taken account of the men of war who are under our command, and not a man of us is missing.
也就是说，他们去跟米甸人征战这件事情，一个人都没有短少。
That means that after the battle with the Midianite, not one of the Israelites died.
这是完全的胜利。
That is a complete victory.
你看，今天神帮助他的百姓过得胜的生活。
Today, God helped His people to lead a life of victory.
今天如果我们有神同在，我们就得胜了。
Today, with the abundance of God, we will be victorious.
不但是得胜，是完全的得胜哦。
Not just a simple victory, but complete victory.
那所以你看，今天我们在这个信仰过程当中，我们每天就跟我们的私欲在征战，跟魔鬼征战。
So every day we fight against our sinful nature and Satan.
如果我们靠神，求问神，得到神的帮助， 去跟这个仇敌征战。
If we rely on God and ask Him for help to fight against our enemies,
勇敢的去执行神的旨意。
And courageously walk in the way of the Lord.
因为这些战争都是神告诉他们要去打的。
Because these are the battles that God wants us to be in.
结果他们都得胜了。
Then we would overcome.
他们真的得到过一个得胜的日子了。
We could see that the Israelite led a life of victory.
所以今天呢，我们如果能够遵照神的指示去生活，然后去跟仇敌征战，我们必然得胜。
So today we follow the commands of God to fight against our enemies, then we will also lead a life of victory.
那我们的信心也会增长。
And our faith would grow.
因为我们知道，我们是属胜利这一边，绝对不会失败的。
Because we know that we belong to victory.
好，所以从这个民数记里面，我们看到，如果我们都能够学到这些生活，我们真的靠主耶稣来这样子过这样的日子，我们一定是有信心可以进去领受天国产业的那一群神所爱的民。
Therefore, we can lead a life according to all the teachings that we learn from the book of Numbers, then we would be like the generation that enter into the Canaan, the promised land.
好，愿主耶稣带领我们。
May God lead us.
我们再来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
402首。
402.